صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in our religion Islam, great importance of right hand and right side has been mentioned. On the day of judgment, when the book of deeds will be distributed at the time of appearing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who will be given his book of deeds in his right hand will understand that he's amongst those who will attain salvation. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was coming from Madian, he heard a voice from a tree that was located towards Mount Sinai. The Mount Sinai was on his right side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ مِن جَانِبِ الطُّورِ الْأَيْمَنِ وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيًّا. We called him from the right side of the Tur. In the Holy Quran, there's a mention of staff in the blessed hands of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. There's also a mention of the staff in his right hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. And what is this which you have in your right hand, O Musa? Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam has said, every one of you should eat with right hand, and drink with the right hand, and take with the right hand, and give with the right hand. Because shaitan eats with the left hand, and drinks with the left hand, gives with the left hand, and takes with the left hand. Muhaddis-e-Azam Pakistan, Sayyidina Maulana Muhammad Sardar Ahmad Qadiri Chishti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has said, use the right hand in giving and taking. This habit should become so firm that on the day of judgment, when the book of deed is given to us, as per this habit, we will use our right hand to achieve success. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would prefer to wear shoes, comb hair, and do tahara, meaning wudu and ghusl, and even start every work from the right side. Whenever he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would take anything, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would do it with his right hand. And whenever he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would give anyone anything, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would give it with his blessed right hand. Once he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam came amongst people, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had books in his both blessed hands. In one hand, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had the books containing the names of the paradise dwellers, their fathers, their paternal grandfathers, and their tribes. Whereas in the other hand, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had the book containing the names of the hell dwellers, their fathers, paternal grandfathers, and their tribes. The book that contained the name of the paradise dwellers was in the right blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, on the day of judgment, first of all, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam will be made to wear a special robe. He will sit under the arsh. Then my special robe will be brought. I will wear it and then stand at such a place of the right side of the arsh, where no one will enter except me. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in paradise, Sayyidina Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam had the desire to meet the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Upon his request, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shone nur of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam on his forefinger of his right hand. Allahu Akbar. Preserved tablet, Lohe Mahfuz, is on the right side of the arsh. Paradise will be on the right side of the plains of judgment. According to a saying, believers of all ummah will take the book of deeds in their right hand and will drink from the pond of Kawthar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would hang shimla of his blessed imama on his back. Sometime, it also used to be on the right side of his blessed chest. Both ways are sunnah. On the day of judgment, it will be a sign of good fortune for the people whose book of deeds will be given in their right hand, and they will enter paradise. My dear viewers of Madani channel, it is mustahab to start every deed that has respect and eminence from the right side, such as to enter a masjid, to wear clothes, to do miswak, to apply kohl, to clip nails, to cut mustache, to perform wudu and ghusl, etc. It is mustahab to start those acts from the left side which do not have the element that is eminence or respect, such as to come out of masjid, to enter a toilet, to wipe nose, to take off trousers and clothes. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.